see
I
everybody.
Can't even see myself. I don't know if I'm live.
I'm sorry.
Mommy can do news.
There you go. Look how beautiful you are.
All right. I have Prince's cause of death.
Death.
And it was a overdose on opioid. I didn't say it like that. Opiate overdose, which he died from on April 21st.
Almost a month.
Oh, it's longer than a month. We're already in June, babe.
It's longer than a month, but yes.
But, you know, it took that long because the autopsy, the person that did the autopsy said it's going to take a couple weeks, and then you had the DEA and the U.S. Department, Justice Department, do investigations, so...
Yeah.
All in all, we now know. So RIP Prince.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes when they give you an, you know, like, oh, we know now the cause of death. It's like, yeah, but everybody kind of knew. It's almost like it's just confirming what everybody already knew. It's like, well, yeah.
But now it has been confirmed.
Yeah, it's like we knew that already. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So Caitlyn Jenner is celebrating her first birthday. And the anniversary of her Vanity Fair cover. So, happy birthday, Caitlyn. And she says that nothing like living your life authentically.
You know, I heard somebody, I don't know what show it was yesterday, but I heard somebody, and it's funny, because it just shows you, I don't know if it's, how in the dark people are, but I heard somebody yesterday make a half a joke about Bruce, Caitlin still having their penis, and that they were shocked when they found that out. And I'm like, you know, I'm going, what? This pretty? And they were like, they thought he got the surgery. So like people are starting to, it's like this whole transgender thing is now kind of coming to full fruition to a lot of people, that the whole identify is a way to not call someone a drag queen.
Yeah.
And now people are kind of getting hep on what I said months ago when I said they're drag queens. If you don't get your penis cut off and you don't get the whole, you know, the whole kit and caboodle done,
mm-hmm.
you're a drag queen. You could say, well, I identify as a woman, but it's a drag queen.
Yeah.
And so it was funny when they were commenting on how Bruce Jenner won Woman of the Year, but yet they still have their penis.
Yeah, it makes
which sense. Makes them not a woman.
No.
It's a mental thing, but wow, that's pretty.
And I feel very offended.
at least make the commitment and get, if you're going to get. Yeah, they should say if you're going to do it, you got to at least not have your penis anymore.
Well, remember, the rumor has it that Caitlyn's going to go back to Bruce. So.
Of course. All right, give it to
me. All right, so Christian singer Trey Pearson, who's married, who has two kids, wrote an open letter Tuesday letting everyone know that he is gay.
I've never heard of him. Do you know who he is?
I don't listen to Christian music, so no, I have not. But it's just funny that it's a Christian singer, and the whole
he's gay.
Hardcore Christian thing is
don't be gay.
No gays. And he said that he was always afraid of being gay because he was afraid of what God thinks.
Well,
and it's like, well,
God.
Then you should
God's not. You know what? God's not fond of his gayness. Okay.
No.
That's what we're told. God's
and he
God has a problem with man to man love. He's all right with, I think, girl girl action. He's
I don't know. But gay is gay, whether you're a guy or a girl.
I know, so. But I'm just saying, I think God is cool with lesbians. As long as they don't look like Sally Cohen or Rachel Maddow. I think he's good with lipstick lesbians.
You should look it up.
I'll look it up. God, is God all right with lipstick lesbians?
But yeah, so he knows that his fan base is going to go down because of him being gay. And it's like, you know, that just kind of happens. Like Will Lexington, but we don't live in Nashville. This is not the world in Nashville. This is real life. This is the United States of America. And good luck. Want to be Will Lexington?
Good luck.
Another news. Arnold Schwarzenegger is out in Africa. And he was on a safari tour where this humongous elephant started charging the tour van. And people peed their pants.
Whoa.
But everyone's okay. And they sped off with the elephant chasing behind them, but the van was a little bit quicker. He's out there for his for a health and fitness expo called Arnold Classic Africa.
All right.
Tomorrow is a very special day.
What's special? And how special is it?
It is National Donut Day.
Oh, tell everybody about the Donut Day last...
We're not going to talk about that. What we are going to talk about is the fact that the Salvation Army were like pretty much the founders of National Donut Day, because they had a thing called Donut Lassies where they gave soldiers in France during World War One comfort food, including donuts.
Oh,
and it all started with that, and then it turned to National Donut Day.
I remember
June 3rd.
I remember that fateful day of this time. Man, can you imagine? It was a year ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that long,
now,
does it?
What's going to happen tonight? You're going to go to the grocery store. You're going to go to the donut area, and you're going to pick up a box of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I know Krispy Kreme sells in the grocery stores. Some of them.
Yeah, I just have to figure out where.
Maybe Ralph. Make sure you get it tonight. We're not doing all this craziness tomorrow. Because I do want a donut. Because I will eat it on the show.
Okay, you want your donut on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I have sports news.
All right, give me good. I'm on good sports news. Don't give me crap.
Marlon Byrd failed his second PED test. He failed his first in 2012, where he got a 50-game suspension, and now he's facing a 162-game suspension for a human growth steroid type thing.
Human growth steroid type thing. All right.
So, yeah, so that's a no-no. That's a no-no. Serena Williams won the French Open quarterfinals against Yuli Putintseva.
Oh, Jesus.
And she thought she wasn't going to win, but she did it. She did it! She lost the first round and won the last two.
What's your name? Yuli what?
Yulia Putintseva.
Okay. She sounds like a communist.
Like Russian?
Yeah, something like
probably.
That.
All right, so Brock Osweiler passed to go to the White House on Monday with the Broncos for the Super Bowl 50 because it is the beginning of the OTAs with the Texans, and he'd rather be with the Texans, which he is with now, than with the Broncos, where he was butthurt because they benched him.
Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty awkward to It'd be pretty awkward to go to the White House with the Broncos and you're not with the team anymore.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that you retired. You, like, had a whole big No, he didn't get traded. He his contract was up.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to re-sign him, and like in the middle of the night, they wake up and they hear he signed with the Texans. So that would have been a little awkward doing his thing. So kind of funny.
Sorry, Osweiler. You missed your chance. All right, this might be your only chance.
Yeah.
All right, so Pittsburgh Penguins are 2-0 in the series against the San Jose Sharks in the Stanley Cup Finals. They beat them overtime 2-1. Games 3 and 4 will be back in San Jose. So, come on, Sharks. Do it up. Let's do it. Let's rawr. Do it. Let's do it.
I guess that wouldn't be a rawr. It'd be more like a... Like, Sharks don't even make noises. That's the thing.
No, they just
go... Yeah, they don't make noises. All right.
Maybe they do, but they have to be...
We don't know because they're underwater.
Well, no, because you know what a dolphin sounds like. You know what a whale sounds like.
Yeah, you're right. I guess a shark would probably go... Right?
I don't know.
Like Jaws, it does it. When Jaws comes out of the water, it goes... Like that.
You're going to have to, like, Google shark noises.
Do sharks make grumpy or grumbling noises?
And final story.
All right, what do you got?
Tonight is game one.
Oh, yeah.
For the Cavs and the Warriors rematch for the NBA championship.
Ooh.
Now, could this prove that Steph Curry and the Warriors are still the greatest team? Or will it finally be LeBron's chance to actually have a ring?
Mm.
What will it be?
It's a good one.
But tonight... is in Oakland.
Yeah.
At the Oracle Arena.
Oh.
Home of the Warriors.
All right. Well, that's pretty good. It's exciting. It's an exciting time.
And one last thing. The lady that's talking on TV is Cuckoo Cabanas. That's all I got to say. My name is Katie. This is Rob.
This is
the Rob Sicari Show. We will see you all tomorrow for National Donut Day, where I will be stuffing my face with sprinkled donuts. All right. See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.